how was the creative process different for this album compared to the other stuff you guys have put out over the years?
Well, I think from each record, the band tries to shed skin from what the previous record was, and Birds of Tokyo comes from a kind of rock background, so each time we make records, we try and, you know, try and create something different each time, and this time around, we're trying to sort of redesign rock as far as Birds of Tokyo is concerned, and there's a lot more textures on this record. You know, the actual sonic width of the band, we pushed it a lot wider. We subbed out a lot of guitar arrangements for synth arrangements, still with the blend of guitar. I don't think we'll ever kind of lose that. But, you know, it was just approaching the idea of weighted music, of weighted rock from a different angle.
How did it feel to work with Dave Cooley on this project? He's got a lot of success with other bands. How did he help you guys find that sound you were looking for?
Dave was great. He came down to Sydney while we were in pre-production and spent 3 or 4 weeks with us in a studio there just doing pre-production. And once we had the songs together, we came back to LA to record. But Dave helped us out with the arrangements and some of the actual sort of song direction and you know, sort of the strengthening of the songs came from the arrangements. He was great with that. And then when we got in the studio, he had an engineer, a lovely fellow by the name of Hugo, who between Dave and Hugo, they were just, man, there were so many pedals on the floor in the studio, man. We were pulling stunts for hours at a time and getting really great results. It was awesome. But Hugo, he worked on in Rainbow, the Radiohead record, and a bunch of other stuff that I just can't think of at the moment. So between Dave and Hugo, man, we got some great sounds on that record. We really got what we wanted.
Speaking of songs, I know Lanterns is like the single that you guys are pushing heavy, but the first time I heard When the Night Falls Quiet, I was, this song, there's got to be like a crazy story behind this song. Like the lyrics are just there. How was that song written? What inspired it? How did it come to be?
That song took the best part of a year and a half to finish writing, to really get right. We knew there was something about it in the beginning when it was just a basic chord progression and a melody that we kind of had at the start. And we kept coming back to the song thinking, man, this really is speaking to us. It just feels good every time it comes around. So, and lyrically, you know, it was our sort of... the idea of moving forward to better ground, and like doing whatever we can as artists and as people to fight for what we believe and to bring positivity into the foreground every time, each step of the way, man. So, you know, Lanterns is our poster boy for moving forward and fighting for what you live and for what you love.
How do you guys like the United States? I mean, you guys kind of like relocated to LA. How is it different? How do you think it's affected you musically?
Well, musically, I'm not sure. I reckon that's going to come out in the next group of writing we do. Because we've been here for a year and a half, man. It's a year and a half we've actually been here sort of on ground, you know, doing shows and the whole promo tour and getting stuff on radio. And prior to that, the last two records prior to March 5, actually, we were in LA to make them. So we've been coming here to make records and to work for years. And I think after living here now, I think it's going to have an effect on the next batch of writing. California is such a beautiful place to live. And you know, it's perfect weather day in, day out. Such a sense of great community where we are. It's so artist-based. It's so musically driven. It's fearless and it's united, and you know, it's a nice place to work and live. So I don't know, we're going to take a lot of positives out of that, and I can't think of what that will be, because it'll come out when we write next then.
Alright, fair enough. Who inspires you musically? Like, who are some of your idols that people wouldn't expect based on the way the band sounds?
We just do, there's a few things. Between the five of us, collectively, we do listen to the same things, but we listen to quite different stuff as well. Sigur Rós has been an influence for us, just the actual sound in that band and how delicate it can be and how kind of heavy and crushing it can be at times as well. It's always fascinated me. I'm a fascinated band. I mean, like, things like Radiohead are always staple. I just love what comes out of that band each release. Death From Above is our bass player. Has been a massive fan for a long time, Death From Above. So there's all sorts of things, man. We've been playing music for 10 years and, you know, there's a lot of influence still on our sleeves and it's constantly changing. So, you know, it's always there.
You guys played Jimmy Kimmel a couple of months ago. Must have been a really cool experience. But what else is on your musical bucket list? Like, what are your goals for the next year or so?
We want to see how March 5 does here in the States. I mean, Lanterns has done very well. We put out an EP mid this year that did very well as well. So hopefully that kicks off the record. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to break the world, man, but if it's an introduction to a new country and the band gets to tour and gets to be seen and heard, then, you know, that's kind of where we want to sit. It's a funny juggle, though, because we kind of got to get back to Australia fairly shortly to continue touring there and continue our shows in the country. So it'll be between countries. And as soon as we can, like literally as soon as we can, we're going to start writing some new stuff. So it's 2015 could be another busy year, man.
Why do you think someone should buy this album? Like, if you heard someone was listening to one of the tracks and they're kind of like curious, how would you sway them to listen to the rest of the album? What do you think makes it really special?
I think from the start, the record, like, you can't just sum it up from the first song. You've got to take on the record. You've got to sit with it because it just changes. I mean, the idea of what Birds was and what Birds is now has changed so dramatically. And it will again. So each of these records is just a snapshot into where we're at creatively. I mean, there's no grand design here. We're songwriters trying to write what songs we consider a good song and stuff. Music will change the time. So I don't know. But March Fires is it's a pretty wide record. There's a lot going on it. So I stick with the whole record and see what you can find there because it just keeps changing from song to song.